This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. Bish insists it's a huge year for Coach Brent Pry at Virginia Tech. He'll join us coming up at 8:40. What about our guy at Maryland?
Locks? I don't know.
He's been around a while.
Been around. You know, he's well respected, but I think by now, remember, he kind of opened himself up for some of this when he said like a year or two ago that he felt like they had arrived and they're at that point now where they should beat the Ohio State, or, you know, certainly knock off, you know, some of the elite in the Big Ten, and it hasn't really happened yet.
So. 6 seasons he's coached already, so this will be season number 7.
Yeah,
they're 33-41 overall during his tenure. 16-40 in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And it's last year was pretty much a disaster. They went 1-8 in the conference, finished 4-8, 17th in the conference. He did go to 3 straight bowls before that. Mm-hmm. Pinstripe Bowl, Duke's Mayo Bowl, Music City Bowl.
Right. And
3 good seasons, 7-6, 8-5, 8-5.
Yeah.
Maryland, that's
decent. Yeah. Pales in comparison to what Fridge did in his little run.
Different world now.
It is a different world now. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm rooting for him. He's a very likable guy.
The fact that these teams can spend more money now, especially the Maryland football program, they were not able to spend a lot of money until this new rule came down where teams can or schools can actually pay.
Mm-hmm.
When they had to rely on the outside NIL stuff, they're not going to match up with those Big Ten teams.
Right.
But now you can spend a lot more money on your roster. Four or five times what they spent 2 years ago.
You know, these teams, these schools, some of these big schools with their endowments, you know, there's plenty of funds that they can draw on if they want to. All right, 800-636-1067. In the last segment, we were talking about the projected rankings. Who put it out there? ESPN put it out there?
Mm-hmm.
The 3-year projection for these teams. And, you know, right at the very top, you know, no qualms. I mean, you have the Eagles 1, Ravens 2. Would you have the Chiefs 3 or maybe 4?
I think the Chiefs were 3.
Bills were 4, I believe.
Bills 4. Okay, no problem. I feel like we should slide in kind of where the Jaden has been slotting in a lot of these quarterback arguments. Obviously, they're holding the age of the roster against us. It's fair criticism. But I also think if you're also judging the other criteria in this, what they allegedly are, your coaching staff, I put it right up there with most. Our front office, you know, early returns, but, you know, people seem to be very high on them. And ownership, I mean, it's a dramatic improvement. I mean, that doesn't matter, but so I feel like we're in pretty good stead everywhere other than roster, and I feel like that's going to naturally evolve as long as we, you know, got to draft well.
But just if you stack them right now, you can give Jaden Daniels the quarterback edge over Jared Goff. No problem there.
Yeah.
But this is something we talked about throughout the season last year, even when they were rolling, even when they were beating these teams, that player for player, they don't necessarily match up.
Well, certainly.
So the
like
Lions,
the
they beat great offensive performance, but player for player, and Washington has improved their offensive line by bringing in, you know, via trade, Tunsil. They just don't have that many like studs. And so what ESPN pointed out, and you can argue, is especially without Terry, and Terry's older, you don't have what Detroit has. They've got Amon-Ra. They've got Jameson Williams. They've got Jahmyr Gibbs. So not just at receiver, running back.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So I think that's where see Washington fall behind.
Let's come back to this in 2 years and see where we stand. I think that we'll be a little bit better than I think. I'm optimistic.
I would think so. Everybody has faith in Adam Peters so far. Yeah. So you would think that they would upgrade the roster in those positions.
Well, it's obvious they're going to. I mean, they have
to. Sometimes you can whiff.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Rivera whiffed over and over again. He tried to upgrade the roster. His guys didn't work out.
Maybe you think that's fair. 10th, I mean, hey, it's way up from where we've been ranked. You know, if you did this thing a couple years ago,
27, pre-Jaden, 28.
You'd have us 28, 29 projected. So, I mean, it's a huge leap,
Eric,
which is great.
Eric, I will do a $5 bet with you that the Detroit Lions, over the next 2 years, will have more regular season wins than the Washington Commanders.
No, how about, I won't do that because I think that that's fair. But how about, give me 3 years and let's do total postseason wins. Just total postseason wins. I'll do total postseason wins.
Hold on. Regular season wins?
Yeah, because I think maybe we have, you know, I have to look at schedules and everything. But I'll do postseason wins because I think ultimately that's what you're judged on. I think that's more important than regular season. Keep losing the first round or whatever. I think that we're built for playoff runs. I think, you know, NFC East might be tough. We got to play against the Eagles twice. I'll do that. $5. I mean, you know, it's not nothing.
By the way, I didn't give you the individual breakdowns. So, to Valdez's point, when they talked about the Lions who finished fifth, they had their overall roster ranked third. That's minus the quarterback. They had their quarterback 12th, their coaching 12th, and their front office 4th. Here's where they came up with Washington's grade, which was 83.2, which finished 10th.
I'd like to hear this.
Amongst their future rankings. Yeah. Overall roster, NFL rank.
Yeah.
Scores is 79.5, which ranked 13th in the NFL.
Okay.
Quarterback, 92.5, ranked 5th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is surprising, and this is what I think hurts their overall grade. Coaching, they have ranked 16th.
Yeah.
I mean, does it express
81.3.
why? 81.3. Any rationale for that?
I mean, Quinn, I don't think his overall... you know, tenure was amazing in Atlanta, right? He had a great year going to a Super Bowl.
No, he was basically 500.
Yeah.
He was one game above 500
in Atlanta.
Did great
this year, but... Maybe,
and then front office, they have...
Mostly basing it on Quinn, I don't know.
Yeah, front office, they have 8th. I mean, I guess if you went through the coaches, right, where are you going to put Quinn? You're not going to put him above Sirianni based on what he's done. You're not going to put him above Harbaugh. I mean, you can kind of just go through the teams. You're not going to put him above Andy Reid.
Right, but I think he's in that next
You're
tier.
Not going to put him above Buffalo's coach just because he doesn't have the long-term success.
Yeah, I just think that's based on the talent you have. So the more talent you have, you're going to have more wins, and your coaching rank will go up.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens this year. But I think I'd have him higher than 16.
That's what kind of brought them down to 10th. Because every team ranked above them has coaching.
They have the coaching lower than they have the roster.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Josh. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Josh wants to talk about the Terry deal, but how do you feel about the ranking there over the next 3 years? They've got us 10th. I mean, it's not like at the end of the day, it's way above where we are used to being ranked. Josh, what's
up? Way above.
Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for having me. Yeah. Definitely way above where we used to be.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't called you guys in a couple of years since about 2020.
Yeah.
But I believe in front office and management with Jaden, the talent that they could surround him.
Right.
I think we could be ranked around 10th.
Okay, so you're fair with it. You're okay with it.
I'm fair with that.
Yeah.
For my Terry take, though, let's talk about the guarantees, right?
Yeah.
Based on you know, what we see online, his guarantee this year is about 20. It might be 15, but let's just go with 20. The cap hit is 25. We know 5 of that is carried over from that signing bonus that he signed for the current deal. Mm-hmm. This year, that's basically guaranteed. And then the cap for wide receivers next year is about 24. Then Terry's floor for the next 2 years guaranteed is $44 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay.
If what he's saying is he wants to beat DK, then that's $61 million. DK has a deal with $90 million of incentivized fluff money.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get Terry a $61 million deal, and it's not going to be fully guaranteed at signing? Each year in March, you know, they have to re-guarantee, you know, the rest of the deal. So why can't we write up a fluff contract, 3 years, 101, that's 33.67 fake AAV numbers with soft guarantees of 61.
Well, because they understand the soft, they understand the soft guarantees. Like, they get it. Like, that would be a PR thing they could do if he just wanted to save face. But they want more, right? I'm assuming. They want more hard guarantee.
But DK is the number that's being reported, and his hard guarantee is 60.
Right, I don't think they're at 60.
Yeah, they could be at 40.
I think maybe they're closer 50. To what Sutton got, which I thought was in the 40 range.
I thought it was 44 or 42.
Yeah.
But if he's getting 20 this year and then he doesn't sign and they tag him, that's 44 right there.
Right, but I'm not sure they're going to tag him.
Why would they franchise tag a 30-year-old receiver?
Yeah, I don't know. They
guarantee him 31
million. If he has a great year and there's no contract signed, and he refuses to sign and he holds in again, they're going to have to tag him or trade him before the draft because AP is smart.
Well, hold on. Next
well,
year.
Well, they wouldn't be able to. They would have to trade him before
contract.
The deadline.
Yeah, he wouldn't be under contract if they don't.
They would have to trade him before October 31st.
Right, and then they would say maybe.
And I don't see that
What's
happening.
The best they could get, Valdez, in a compensatory pick for a guy like Terry? What's the best it's they could get?
Well, it depends on when or for how much he signs the contract, but probably a third round.
Yeah, like that's the best they could do. But they would probably say, all right, we'll just take the third rounder. We're not going to pay you $34 million or whatever.
What Josh is, in theory, that works, but you don't know what AP's thinking. If AP's thinking, he might want to use that franchise tag year on Laremy Tunsil if he has a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just assume that he can use it for Terry. He might have different plans for that tag.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to use a franchise tag.
They got a bunch of guys
Terry.
Next year. They're going to be in a similar boat. Okay,
but if we look at the Sutton deal, he's around 24.
Right.
That's 24.
Right.
That's what they're reporting.
Right.
That's what the national guys are reporting. That's where AP's at.
Right.
24 is still 24.
I agree.
Well, let's see how it ends up.
So easy for callers
over this year, next year. And then that last year, is the third year is dependent on how he performs in that second year. And if he's still healthy,
right,
they can rip that last year up and give him a 2-year, $30 million deal. He'll take that.
Yeah. Hey, you should email Josh Harris.
Thank you. Hey, Josh, thank you.
Why would I hold on. If I was Terry, why would I do that? Because not only is the cap going up, but now different deals are going to be coming up. And so I wouldn't take 30 when the going rate for someone my age could be 36. And especially in 2 years.
If he's 32 and he already got $45 million.
Now you're just counting 29 right now. I know, but now you're just counting a man's money and you're saying, well, you made this much money, now you're good. You're fine. You can take whatever you want. It doesn't work like that.
I think he would slow down a little bit and I think he would be okay with either that last 17 that I'm projecting. If they rip that up and turn that into 25, that's more than 17. Guaranteed that he's still taking home.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I'm gonna let you go. At the end of the day, how do you think it's gonna be resolved?
I think that they're gonna cave in at a couple days before week one, like all the other good franchises do. Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, San Fran with Ayuk, all those guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys, though.
All right, Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you still listening. Thank you. Listening under better circumstances. I guess he only called in when they were terrible. All right. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Have an announcement coming up. Plus, Brent Pry, head coach at Virginia Tech. He'll join us at 840. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.